flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right. Yesterday was a landmark day because Art Rooney II spoke. I'm not sure why it was a secret, but it was something that nobody could say anything about until 2 o'clock when Art spoke. We have this broken down into a bunch of clips that we can simply riff off here, City Limits. So why don't I hand the reins to you? You pick a clip. And we'll go. We have Bob Grove at noon talking Penguins. We have the Limitless Express later in the show, our little trip around the NFL. But this is gigantic news when Art talks, and he covered a variety of topics.
And he was asked pretty frequently about Mike Tomlin on why Tomlin is still the coach and also on Tomlin's messaging. This is why Rooney is sticking with Mike Tomlin.
When you look at how many games Mike has won in this league, you don't win that many games if you're not a good coach. And, I know he's frustrated like we all are in terms of not being able to take that next step. But we still feel good about him being our the leader, and still think he has the strengths that he always had in terms of being able to lead a team. So the other side of the coin is when you look at the fact that we have 6, 7, 8 teams a year that turn their coaches over. It's when you have a good coach, you just try to keep building with them.
Man, there's a lot in that little clip. Who are these 6, 7, 8 teams that Art's talking about?
The Bears, the Jets, New Orleans.
Yeah, right. So in other words, most of them are the same teams that he's keeping company with in terms of how long their playoff win drought is?
Pretty much.
Has anybody told Art? And that revealed a lot there. Because I mentioned earlier in the show that the Steelers, Art in particular, I believe, is operating out of fear. In some ways, it's understandable. When you go from 1933 to 1972 without a playoff win, you want to talk about a playoff winless streak.
We do not live in our fears.
Yes, you do. That's a long time, and that's scarring, and that's something you never, ever, ever want to go back to. And that's you're resolved. We are never, ever going to go back to being the laughingstock of the NFL. That will never happen here again. This ain't bad compared to that. We win 9, 10 games, we get in the playoffs more often than not. I get the mode of thinking there, especially if your family is the one who's been running the Steelers, and that was the case for, 40 years. I get it. But it can't still be your mode of operation. It just can't be that anymore. Those days are gone. But more to the point, and this applies to the Penguins as well, Do you understand that every one of your Lombardi trophies was born of that kind of suffering and that kind of losing? Certainly the first four. The last two were born of having a losing season. The great irony of this non-losing streak is the person most responsible for it, Ben Roethlisberger, was born of a losing season. And here's what else I would say to Art is that Mike Tomlin does have a losing season. It's called the postseason. He's 8-11, Art. Believe me, I understand operating out of fear. I've practically made a life of it, for God's sakes. But I've also learned that rarely do you really get what you want or solve your issues or live the kind of life you want to live when you're constantly operating out of fear. I never want to go back to what I was 40 years ago or 30 years ago. I have something pretty good right now. What's on the other side of that if I get rid of it? Meaning Mike Tomlin. This isn't that bad. This is okay. We're outperforming the mean. And by the way, Art commented on his brother Jim's comments yesterday. Do we have that clip by any chance? If not, I can paraphrase.
Here it is.
You know, Jim speaks for himself, and I'm happy that he's doing good selling his book.
Doing well with the book. New York Times number one bestseller for Jim.
Okay, I happen to believe that Jim gave us a window into Art's philosophy on the Steelers, and I thought Art enacted it yesterday, and that's what I'm talking about here. Operating out of, this is pretty good, we never want to go back there. What would be on the other side of Mike Tomlin? What would that be like? Would it be a world of Browns and Jets and Cardinals and Raiders? Art, you're already there. There's seven other teams that have gone as long or longer than you without winning a playoff game. And I might add, you haven't been competitive in one. Their names are the Cardinals and Jets and Raiders and Bears and Panthers and Dolphins and Pittsburgh Steelers. You're already there. You're living your fear. The fear is here. And then I think there might be a fear, and I mean this respectfully. I think there may be some fear on Art's part that he would be betraying his father who hired Mike. That he might view that as some sort of betrayal. All of which is holding the franchise back. And, you know, the idea of sort of scoffing at these 6 to 8 teams that change coaches every year. Not all of them do it just because they're bad. There's a team on the other side of the state called the Eagles who change coaches pretty frequently. I think they've had 4 in the last 12 years. All of them have been successful to one degree or another, but it wasn't good enough there. They operate with no fear of the future. They certainly operate with no attention to whether they've outperformed the mean over the past quarter century. Andy Reid outperformed the mean of almost every team while he was in Philly for 14 years. Most teams in NFL history he outperformed. This dude won 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 10, 11, 10 games. He went to 5 conference title games. He went to a Super Bowl. Then when he bottomed out at 4 and 12, the Eagles didn't say to themselves, man, all these other teams that are switching coaches, we don't want to be that. When you have a good coach, what was it Art said at the end? When you have a good coach, you keep him and work with him? The Eagles had a really good coach named Andy Reid. They decided enough was enough. They wanted to win titles. They were willing to walk through their fear and see what was on the other side. And you know what? They took a gigantic risk with Chip Kelly, a guy who was going to bring a creative is one word for it, crazy offense to the NFL. You know, 7 seconds or left or less type stuff from the Phoenix Suns, you know? Is run and gun. That's what we're going to try to do. Something's never been seen before in this league. And guess what? He won a division. They went from 4-12 to 10-6 in Chip Kelly's first year. He won 10 games. He won 10 the next year. It's not bad. 10 games, right? Aren't the Steelers saying now this isn't that bad? In so many words, win a division, go to the playoffs one year. Well, guess what? In year three, they decided enough was enough. Nice experiment. Maybe in cities like Pittsburgh, they're going to give out statues for 10 wins and a playoff spot. Not here. We're shooting for something bigger. So when Chip Kelly got off to a bad start in year three, they moved on to Doug Peterson. And in year two, he beat Belichick and Brady at the very height of their powers in the Super Bowl. Did what very few could ever have dreamed of. They did it. Went 13-3 and won the Super Bowl. Then Doug Peterson went 9-7, made the playoffs both years. On the other side of the state, they're happy with that. Not here in Philly. First year he didn't make the playoffs, he's out. First year. What did Art just say? When you have a good coach, you stick with him. You work with him. Philly doesn't. They had a guy who hung 41 on Belichick and Brady and beat him in a Super Bowl and went to the playoffs three straight years. Won the division in 2019. Fired Doug Peterson in 2020. Willing to live through their fears. Work through their fears, not operate out of their fears. Not run a fear-based franchise. They moved on. They didn't stick with a coach just because he was good. They wanted something more. They went to Nick Sirianni. Goes 9-8, goes to the playoffs. Goes 14-3, gives the Chiefs everything they can handle in the Super Bowl. Another cheap call against them. And then goes 11-6 last year, and you have people talking about getting rid of him. They lost the wild card game after 11-6 when the year before they went to the Super Bowl, and it didn't seem crazy. Because that's the way they do it in Philly. Like, nobody would have been surprised if Nick Sirianni was fired after last season. Beginning of this season, the game where he's biting back at his home fans. People saying, man, this is the end for Sirianni. Well, he goes 14-3, wins the division, and he's back in the Super Bowl. And guess what? That dude has a losing season next year? You're going to hear, and it'll be believable, that they might get rid of him. A guy who's 48-20 with two Super Bowl appearances in his first 4 years. They don't have the owner sitting there in Philly saying, next year, if they're 5-12, oh, he's a good coach. You know, we're just going to stick with him. You know, there's 6-8 other teams who go through coaches every year. We're not one of them, are we?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
We're going to stick with our guy. He's a good coach. Art, there's lots of good coaches out there. Many, many, many good coaches. You're living in your fears. Look at the other side of the state. They don't operate out of fear. They don't operate out of how your mutual fund of a franchise has operated over the last 25 years with a 4% return. They want to get rich now, every year. Every year, no fear. That's their motto. I don't know what this team's is. Come join us in high-end mediocrity. It's fun living here. You wouldn't believe how great it is to beat our chronically low expectations every year by a game or two and then get blown out of the playoffs. And then tell the world in monotone that your coach is pretty good, and man, you don't want to be one of those 6-8 teams at the bottom. Actually, you do, by the way. That's the other great irony. The Eagles were 4-11-1 in 2020, and guess what, man? Everybody lived to tell about it. Everybody did. They all survived in Philly. It was horrible. It was 4-11-1, but it didn't portend 30 years of losing. It didn't mean the end of the franchise. Everybody survived. It's okay. It's the law of the football universe. It's the law of the universe in general. What expands must contract. The Eagles took their medicine, fired their coach, and they're in their second Super Bowl in 4 years. Since they sunk to 4-11-1. Art Rooney's afraid. And I say that almost more out of relating to it and out of compassion than criticism. He's afraid of what's on the other side of Mike Tomlin. He's afraid of what the past brought his family and the Steelers for all those years. When in reality, the sinking to the bottom, all the badness, brought them every single one of their Super Bowl trophies. That's the amazing part of this. Fear distorts reality. Fear talks to us in a way that makes things unreal. And fear's favorite question begins with these two words: what if? What if? What if you went back to the way it was in the 40s and 50s and 60s? What if you had a losing season? Oh my God. What if you moved on from a coach who has a 63% winning percentage? What if? What if? What if? What if? That's ruling the Steelers right now, and you're paying for it out there. You're paying for it. When a team, you could hop in a car and drive 5.5 hours, and yes, I've made it to Philly in 5.5 hours, they operate with no fear. They live what Mike Tomlin claims to live, which is we don't live in our fears. Yeah? Then why'd you punt on 4th and inches when you're already down 7-0 and give the ball back to Lamar Jackson? Did you see Andy Reid the other day on his own 39? Early in the game, with a full yard, maybe a little more, going for it, not punting. Some franchises, some teams really don't live in their fears. Others do, and what a cruel irony that is, if indeed it's an irony, is that the coach who's saying, whose motto is we don't live in our fears, is actually what the franchise does every single year. It's actually the franchise theme. We're the Steelers. We live in our fears. 412-928-9370. I didn't mean to go on that long of a rant, City Limits, and I apologize heartily.
It was an incredible one.
Thank you.
I would not want to even step in your way. I've had a good time sitting here in my sitting limits chair and having a front row seat.
Man, I really believe all that. And again, from personal experience, I can relate to what I think Art is going through.